FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
I've been trolling the internet, or trowling.
You've been trolling?
Nah.
Well, don't be a troll. Don't be a dickhead.
And I've found an amazing money can buy role playing experience that I'm calling naughty, but the website isn't. So I'll get to that in just a tick.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a side note, if you were to troll on the net, who would you troll?
Kyle Sanderlands. I'm out for him.
The beef has started.
Yeah, the beef
Tom
started.
Tom v. Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You want to be Kyle one day.
He's in my way. I want to be him.
Just to touch off on the expensive things you've paid for that are, you know, overpriced. I mean, it didn't go off. It wasn't a real hit. I'm sorry about that. But Lachlan did say on Facebook, he messaged us at Tom and Ollie. He said, I've got a $550 toaster.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
That is actually ridiculous.
I'm going to ask him what brand. I'm just going to ask him now. What brand is it?
Cool. This is like the Adelaide calling.
He'll probably respond in the next 10 minutes. Yeah, so we'll come back to that.
Yeah, great. Yeah. It's worth it. Up next, this is an insane, insane role-playing experience. We're going to ask what weird experience you paid for very soon. But
you've been pumped about this one, Tom.
Mate, this is a long role-play experience that involves overnight stays. I'll tell you what it is up next. This is Midnight Oil Hercules, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Midnight Oil Hercules. Hope you're having a lovely evening. It's Tom and Ollie on your radio here on Triple M. Guiding you right through to nearly the weekend.
Hey, before we get naughty, Tom, I know you've got some good stuff to bring to us. I want to update everyone on Lachlan's toaster, which is $550, by the way. Can't believe you could even find. I asked him what brand it is. He came back. He said KitchenAid is the brand. It's an old school one. Doesn't even pop up when finished cooking. But I've tried to find. I've gone online to find a toaster that costs that much.
Yeah.
I can't find one. The most I've found is $360.
There's a money can't buy toaster.
Yeah.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
All right. I've just been like browsing the internet, looking for weird stuff. I started off with experiences in Berlin, which you can get pretty crazy.
Bit of a slow day, was it, Tom? Boyfriend's at work and you found yourself at home searching for, as you say, weird stuff.
Yeah, I found some pretty incredible experiences of role playing that you can get involved with, but this one caught my eye.
How did you come across this?
I was looking at like S&M weekends away. There's doing research for the show.
Oh, for the show, not for your life.
No. And there was a few in Berlin. This one though, I came across. It's in Hampden, which is in the US, Franklin County. Called.
Okay.
And
can I get an idea from you as to, are you bringing this to us to say everyone should do this, or are you bringing this saying, how weird is this? Like, what is your angle here?
What I'm bringing to you is an interesting thing that exists in the world.
Okay.
I lack judgment here.
Okay.
I just think this is incredible.
You're too sold on it already, aren't you?
I want to do it. It's called Franklin County Historic Jail. It's in Hampden, Iowa, in the US. And what you can do is you can pay to be an inmate at a real prison.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It's called, it says Experience Jail. This is an opportunity for selected individuals to go to jail without committing a crime. You will experience being arrested.
Who wants to do that?
Jail intake and incarceration firsthand. It says, what better way to learn about what jail was like in the 19th and 20th centuries than to experience it as an inmate?
I don't want to go to a 19th century gym. That'd be, jail. That'd be horrible.
Well, there's two levels of security. You can be in the medium level, which gives you access to the yard and you can do exercises and things. Or you can be in maximum security, which is where you're placed alone in a cell, shackled.
What? Well, let me guess, you pay more for that? You're paying more to be shackled up?
No, you don't. This is the amazing thing. You can actually also rent the jail on Airbnb for a non, like, that's without the experience. So you can just stay at the jail without being arrested and all that kind of thing.
Is it private room or is it a shared jail space?
6 guests can stay there. So you can either stay there by yourself or with 2, but there's up to 6 people can stay there. It's $405 Australian a night for one person.
Oh, that's expensive. For one person, that is expensive. But I want to stay on the stuff with the guards, because that is so weird.
They say it's strictly non-sexual, but I have a feeling that if you're trying to go through a bit of a...
Well, I mean, you found it, Tom. You were searching around during the day online, so if you found it...
Mate, I'd be keen. You know I love a good role play. Like, why wouldn't you want to experience something strange in your
life? And you're being honest, you'd be keen on it in a sexual way as well.
Totally. Why not? Get amongst it.
So are the guards there going, stop getting a boner, sir, this is not sexual?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
And you're like, I'm not enjoying it.
There would definitely be people that would be aroused over this experience. As I was doing some trolling, I should say.
You keep trolling the internet.
I came across an article by sex professional Dan Savage. He's an amazing relationships counsellor.
Dan Savage.
He's really, really good. He has actually been to one. There's a different prison.
Oh, my God.
One in Atlanta, and he explains his experience of going to this prison. Up next, I'm gonna try and give you a short portrayal.
There's a schedule here of a day by day what you do in each day at what time,
mate. I've got to give you some details up next, and especially from Dan Savage's perspective, it was very interesting. His experience. That's up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Can't stand losing you, the police. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions, as we do, and I've got questions about this jail experience.
Before we get naughty, Tom, with the jail stuff, I mean, the B plot to all this so far is the toaster that Lachlan has on Facebook. He messaged us. He said he paid $550 for a toaster. I said, what brand is it, mate? Yeah. He said KitchenAid, old school. Yeah. Doesn't even pop up when it's finished cooking.
Insane.
I said, mate, that's insane. Well done.
Yeah.
I couldn't find on the web, though. I couldn't find the model. He said, had it for 8 years. Don't make them anymore. Handmade in the US.
Oh, that's insane.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
So I've just told you about Hampton Prison. It's in Iowa, in the US, and it's where you can pay to experience jail. That's right. They will take you in. This is step one. You decide your security levels. So what you choose will determine how you're treated. It says on HamptonJail.com, the website.
Treat me nasty.
When it says go to step two, what to expect? It says getting processed. You'll be arrested and the officer will read you your rights. You'll be handcuffed and your legs will be shackled. You'll be searched. Your personal property will be taken away and locked in a safe place. Your mugshot will be taken. You'll be fingerprinted. You'll be asked questions. You'll be offered a uniform or issued a uniform, and you'll go in chains to your cell as an inmate. Your life will be controlled. You will follow the jail routine.
And people are paying for this experience.
People are paying for
this. Can you choose the crime you're going in for? Because that'd be interesting.
What would you choose?
Well, I had my answer ready, but I would choose a white-collar crime.
Oh, like tax evasion.
I've stolen $1,000.
Same.
Yeah, online.
Yeah.
I've scammed an old lady.
Yeah.
Scammed her good.
This is an old prison, so I'd just say sodomy. You could have been done for that in the past.
Or it's a Tasmanian prison and it's just for being gay.
Yeah. $405 Australian dollars per night. You can book this on Airbnb if you don't want the full experience. There's been no reviews as far. It looks like it's available every night.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good. That's a big red flag.
Yeah. But Dan Savage, who has the podcast Savage Love, he's an amazing sexologist and relationship counsellor. He actually went to this back in 1999. He went to a different one called the Academy Training Center, located just outside Atlanta. It caters to men who are curious about prison life. So it's a men-only operation, this one.
Well, I've got to... Can I speak for the straights here for a minute, Tom? Yeah. I mean, you're a gay guy and your brain jumps ahead here. I'm guessing a lot of straights hearing this are going, hang on, this is a prison you pay to go to.
Yeah.
How is this sexual? What about this has any... you know, inclination of sex?
Well, the prison life is a bit of a slave master role play, just in real prison. I mean, you've got the masters, which are the guards, and the slaves, the cellmates. So it's a type of SM.
You say soulmates?
role play.
Cellmates.
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 It's a type of S&M role playing, slaves and masters role playing situation.
But this prison isn't advertising as a sexual thing. They're not saying come and have a sexy time.
They actually say this definitely isn't a sexual experience.
Oh, okay.
But the one that Dan Savage
I've heard that before, like bloody saunas. You gays, you'll find a way of making an experience that is strictly not sexual.
Shut up,
you'll find a way to make it sexual.
Weddell Wellington is a great venue. So apparently this one, the Academy, it's two nights, it's 48 hours of being brutalized by actual prison guards.
Brutalized?
Yep.
That's not fair.
They will literally punch you. They'll throw you to the ground.
That's not part of prison life, is it?
They'll hold you against the wall by your neck. It costs you $1,400 for the weekend.
You get beaten up by thug prison guards.
There's a whole form you have to fill out about what you're cool with doing. Dan Savage wrote on his form that he definitely wasn't cool with being stripped naked. However, they made him strip naked in a room and stand in front of the other four men for an hour.
Oh, my God. Can you say whether you want to get punched or not?
I suppose it's all on the form. For the whole time, there is a safe word, and that safe word is, I want to see the captain. Apparently, the captain is this dude who is somewhere in the building monitoring via video monitors.
Wow.
So there's this dude. Now he.
That's an issue for me, though, because that's what I say when I'm getting really turned on. I say, I want to see the captain. and then it's like, okay, stop. No, don't stop. I'm loving it.
You should always have a safe word that you don't say when you're turned on.
Yeah, I've got a safe paragraph.
He also got put in a straight jacket, which he wasn't cool with either. That wasn't on his form. So when he said, I'm not cool with this, I want to see the captain, the guy's like, okay, what's wrong? And he's like, I put on my form. I can't do straight jackets. He's like, I'm so sorry. So the facade dropped down. He said, okay, I'll take the straight jacket off. And he's like, are you okay? Do you need anything else? I was like, no, he's fine. He's like, good. And he threw him to the ground and started
back
again.
Into the game again.
When Dan Savage was taken over by an asthma attack, that's when everything started to change. Because he was in kind of one of those cold, dark cells, which brought on his asthma attack. He's like, I need to pull out. He'd only spent about 30 hours in the prison at this stage.
That's a good
amount of time. One night, he went upstairs. He found it was just like the basement of some dude's house in a full suburb. He didn't know where it was because they got picked up in a cop car earlier on.
Whoa.
Absolutely insane. Just a full-on insane experience.
And yet, Tom, you're saying you'd do it.
I would where else in the world would you have a safe experience where it's controlled, it's safe, you know, you're not, everything's controlled.
Yeah.
And it's so bizarre. It would just be an amazing experience.
How much would you pay for one night?
Not $1,400.
Yeah, so that's the question. All right, let's throw it open here, Tom.
Yeah,
133353. This is obviously a strange scenario you presented, Tom.
Totally.
But I thought, let's open it up a bit wider. And have you paid for a weird experience? Have you paid money for any kind of obscure, strange...
It can be sexual or non-sexual.
Yeah, it could be... Hard to think of examples that aren't
sexual. Well, the restaurant one that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, there is a restaurant that exists in... I think it's in America. But you go there and you sign up to get the worst service ever. So the waitresses abuse you. The waiters just say, you know, you eat your food, you pig, I don't give a shit.
I had a strange dining experience I can tell you up next. 133353. Have you paid for a weird experience, sexual or non-sexual? Thought I'd chuck on Smooth Criminal now.
Oh,
Alien Ant Farm.
Good choice, Tom.
Yeah, it's a good one. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Naughty After 9. We have questions. Originally Michael Jackson, that one, Smooth Criminal, Alien Ant Farm, the cover. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, love and rock, and the weekend's not far away.
Tom, the subplot to your pseudo-sexual prison story is Lachlan's toaster, which we're having a good old yarn, man, Lachlan, during the songs here on Facebook. You can always get in touch at Tom and Ollie on Facebook. Asked him about his toaster, which is worth $550. He was just saying, look, it was 8 years old. You can't get them anymore. Handmade in the USA. Pretty good stuff. I said, makes good toast, does it? He goes, kind of irrelevant. It just matches the blender, $400, and the food processor, $500, and the mixer, $900. So Lachlan has fully invested in the KitchenAid brand.
Well, they're good stuff.
And full credit to them.
Handmade in the
send through a toaster, KitchenAid. Thank you. That'd be great.
Handmade in the USA.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I've just been detailing this money can buy experience, which is where you can pay to become an inmate in a prison. One of the stories I heard was for sexual reasons. The other one, it seems not to be, but I can't see how people are just paying to do this without it being sexual.
Unless it's like a bravado thing and they're going, I'm a big man, I can take it.
Or purely out of interest. I don't know, but are you that interested that you want to find out what it would be to be a prisoner? 133353, if you think this is something that would interest you or if you've paid for a weird experience.
Have you coined the term money can buy experience? Because I think money can't buy experience is what I've heard. You've made that up.
Yeah, but I've created the flip phrase, which is money can buy experience.
Money can buy. Well, have you had on 133353 a pretty wacky money can buy experience?
I went to Darns Le Noir, which is dining in the dark.
I got a Melanie actually, Tom, but...
I teased you before about a story that I had.
I've had a lot of you, but you know, let's hear it.
Oh, how dare you? Let's go to Melanie then. Great. You go for
That'd
it.
That'd be great. Melanie, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
What are your thoughts on Tom's prison story? Pretty full on.
Well, yeah, pretty full on, but you wait till you hear the doozy that happened to me.
Okay. What happened?
Well, I went through this stage where I kept going on ghost tours, and I went to Sydney one night, and they had this thing called the Weird Sydney Tour, and they picked you up in a hearse and took you to all these places that were supposedly haunted.
Oh, in a hearse, scary, yeah.
Mm.
And so it was a bit of a stage in your life, was it? It's funny how you look back and you go, that was a stage.
That's it. So I was going on all these different ghost tours around the country because I used to be a flight attendant, and I thought, oh, this is a bit of fun. Anyway, I've gone on this tour, and the next minute they're taking us to a place called The Castle. Anyway, we've walked in. It ends up it's a bondage palace.
Brilliant.
Oh, Melanie.
So I've walked in. There's like cages with dog collars and all sorts of things in there, and we're thinking, where are we? Anyway, this lady, this madam comes up to us and says, well, ladies, there's this man in this room and he likes people to come in and watch. So we've got taken into this room and this lady's dressed up as a nurse.
Brilliant.
And she hands a torch to me. We've gone in. This room is full of mirrors. Oh. There's a guy butt naked wearing a gimp mask.
Oh.
He's on all fours. And she gave me the torch and said, here, shine this. Well, and she stuck something somewhere. I was mortified.
What do you mean? So something was inserted inside of him?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It was a specular or something that, it was.
Yeah, the speculum.
Yeah, speculum. That's what it was. I couldn't believe it.
And Melanie, are you sure it wasn't a ghost?
Definitely wasn't a ghost. Yeah. And the guy was quite pleased with himself, put it that way.
Yeah,
and
I bet he was.
We all just went back in that hearse and there was just silence.
But was that in Sydney, Melanie?
Yes, it was.
What? How long ago?
It would have been about probably 12 years, 13 years ago, I'm thinking.
Tom, weren't you in Sydney 12 years ago? You were doing some weird stuff in Sydney. Could have been you.
Shut up.
Pretty proud of yourself?
Yeah, all right, mate.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After 9.
Ollie, just still on this prison experience that we've been talking about. And by the way, 133353, if you've paid for a weird experience.
Sorry, just check in with Lachlan and the toaster. We're all done there. He's gone to bed. We've maxed out.
Great. I once paid for a dinner in the dark. It's called Dans Le Noir. It was in Paris. And you full on dined with no sight whatsoever. You had blind waiters serve you food. And it was such an interesting way to experience food because you didn't have your eyes.
They're blind.
Yeah, the waiters are blind.
And the lights are off.
And they know the lights are completely off. And what you think is like a mushroom is actually salmon.
Is that good though?
Yeah, it plays with your mind. Your sense of taste is purely heightened. I would recommend it to anyone that can do it.
Can't they just say this is an oyster and it's just a bit of snot? You know what I mean? Like they can just pass off anything as anything.
Yeah, sure. They can screw with you if they wanted to.
Here's some cheese. It's toast.
You were Tom and Ollie doing Triple M. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Run Through the Jungle. Before that, it was Should I Stay or Should I Go? The Clash, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Weekend's nearly here, guys.
Great tunes, Tom, tonight. And I'm qualified to say that because, of course, I am a DJ. My name is Ollie. I DJ by the name of DJ Flamingo. And Tom, you've been to my gigs. You can attest that I'm...
I've found you on Facebook and I've highly implored radio listeners to give you one-star reviews.
Don't.
Because you can never get those reviews back.
You've ruined my rating on my Facebook page, DJ Flamingo.
You can't delete reviews.
I had like five-star reviews from genuine customers. Yeah. I had about five customers and my career's ruined. Well, I guess you could say what I'm doing
now... What's your rating at now? I'll look. You tell the story.
I'm getting it back. I'm getting my career back on track. This weekend, I've decided to invest in myself. I'm investing in myself by doing a short course at a university in music production. I'll be hitting the books.
Good on you.
At a profoundly detailed university. It's a good university. And I'm going to be doing from Friday night all Saturday for 8 hours and then Sunday, 8 hours. I'm going to come out the other side an accomplished DJ and music producer. Are you threatened by that?
I'm not threatened because I'm just going to your Facebook page, DJ Flamingo, and someone called Mark Bishop has written on it, absolutely the worst DJ I've ever encountered. Had him out for my 40th and honestly believe I would have done better with the local church choir. Some of the tunes were okay, but when he wasn't spinning a weird Marilyn Manson slash Sir Mix-a-Lot mashup, he was either hitting on my 75-year-old mum, Ollie, or snagging his third or fourth album at the buffet.
I would never go above 60.
Also, the five-minute comedy routine he tried mid-set where he attempted to convince everyone it was a pants-optional party was just sad. Never again. One star.
Such a detailed review. It's clearly the guy who wrote that is the sicko, not me, because that's not true.
Well, Mark, who also gave you a one-star review, said asked to stay over the night because his car battery was flat. Found him at 3 a.m. creeping into my bedroom asking my wife and I for a menage a trois. The next morning, all of our wallets were gone and he siphoned all the petrol out of the car. Ollie, what kind of person are you?
Listen up, dickhead. I didn't bring this up so that you could re-trawl out the old reviews I got.
Chris gave a one-star review saying would rather shit a watermelon out of a broken but that subject my ears to this DJ again.
Stop. They're fake reviews and you know it. They're fake one-star review. Fake news.
I gave you five. News. I gave
Tom,
you 5 stars.
I'm bringing it up because the good news is, it's a good news story.
Yep.
On Monday, when I come back to the show,
yep,
I'll return to the show an accomplished and capable music producer, which means I can do remixes.
Oh, cool.
So 13353.
Oh, no.
What do you want me to remix? I will hit the ground running once I have the qualification. With your advice, throw me your favourite songs that you think could use a bit of a touch-up, maybe a bit of extra bass, a good lead-in, maybe some more snare drums, maybe a bit of synth. I don't know. I haven't got the skills yet, but I know I'll have them soon. So when I come back, I'm ready to go. So lay it on me now. I'll get prepping. 13353, what should I remix?
This has to be the worst call you've ever done. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 13353. Queen, I want it all. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Yeah. We ask questions. That's what we do. Sometimes they go well. Other times,
You know what? I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off because I've come out here. I'm offering my services. I'm saying I'm doing a DJ course over the weekend. Yeah. It's a music production course specifically. It's called Create Your Own Tracks. That's the subheading. And I've actually just offered my own time. I don't have to come out here and say, hey, I'll remix a song that you like. Give me your favorite Triple M song that's, you know, hardcore rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'll remix it to give it a bit of a beat and I'll enhance it for you. I don't have to offer that. But I have because I'm a kind person. And
Aiden says, worst DJ I've ever heard. No, played nothing but Gangnam Style for a whole 4 hours.
You're reading fake reviews. The point is, I'm 13353.
Yeah.
I am pissed off because no one has bothered to call up. Yeah. I know it's, you know, it's basically just Melbourne.
Tim Wright wrote, just plays Asian rap. What the? One star.
Love Asian rap. But I don't know. Like, what do? You offer, it's not hard for people to call up and give me a song, you know, but, you know, if that's too hard, like, I'll just leave.
Peter wrote, he said he loved me, but I love him. And then he wrote, F someone and love.
Yeah, once again, these are all fake reviews.
That was 5 star.
That's a real one.
Yeah.
If that's 5 stars, that's real.
Five stars.
That's real. No, the 1 stars are fake. The 5 stars are real.
Cam wrote, better than Mozart. Dot, 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 dot,
Eli,
dot, dot,
producer Eli, the phone's broken. I know you're just filling in this role, but are the phones broken? No, we've got a call. Okay. Well, that'll take about 5 minutes to process that call. So maybe we'll go to another song. And
makes DJ Havana Brown sound like DJ Banana Brown.
That hurts.
No, it's a 5-star review.
Oh, that's good.
13353. Give me Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What do you want to remix? 13353.
That's the brand new track from Snow Patrol. It's called Empress. Man, if you want to come see Snow Patrol live and intimate in a gig that we're hosting, you have to head to triplem.com.au and register to play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. Money can't buy this experience.
No, you'll call for that, won't you? Everyone will call for this free Snow Patrol gig. I mean, that checks out, doesn't it?
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
And yet, when a kind-hearted DJ named Ollie, or DJ Flamingo, my stage name, give me a like or a review on Facebook. I offer...
Any star review?
I offer a remix up, and no one cares. So,
mate, people don't give a shit about your DJ career.
I'm out.
People actually don't give AF about your DJ career.
I'm offering to help people.
No, you're not.
Give, like, remix a song for them.
Yeah, but they don't care. They can find a remix online. What's so special about you?
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
just know your place.
All right. Well, I'll just go home and cry. Nothing new about that. Well, it's, well, it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter, does it? I'll just go. I'll go home.
Come on, buddy. I'll take you to the footy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll take you to the footy.
Oh, who's playing?
Essendon.
Essendon. Okay. I love the Dons. Yeah. Well, let's do that. I feel better now.
And Hannah's given you a call on 1-333-353.
No, too freaking late. What do you want to say, Hannah?
Oh, I just feel really bad. I don't have anything to remix. I just feel sorry for you.
Hannah, just name any song.
Oh, you have so put me on the spot here.
I mean, I'm any song, like any band.
All right.
Raise Your Glass by Pink.
I'll do it.
Brilliant.
I'll remix it. That's for you, Hannah. Thanks for getting involved in the show. You're a legend. Yeah, great. What a waste of everyone's time. All right, well, never again. You live and learn, Tom. Never offer up such a service.
But anyway, you're seriously going to remix Razor Glass, right?
No, I'm not, because it's already...
No, you need
it's
to.
Already, it's already a pumping song with a driving beat. There's no point. She should have said Midnight Oil with, you know, Beds Are Burning. That'd be sick with a... How can we dance while our beds... Good, these could mix together.
Can you please mix Beds Are Burning with Raise Your Glass?
How can we dance while our beds are burning? Oh, what are we doing? See you next week. Hopefully we're going to have an erotic novel, 5-minute erotica, in our hands, and we'll do some sexy reading. Although, Tom, are you saying that's a new, very optimistic...
Yeah, it might be weeks away at this stage. We'll see you later. See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.